Week 7, Day 5. Philippians 4. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. 2 Corinthians 11:16 through 33. I repeat, let no one think me foolish, but even if you do, accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I am saying with this boastful confidence, I say not as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many boast according to the flesh, I too will boast. For you gladly bear with fools, being wise yourselves. For you bear it if someone makes slaves of you, or devours you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or strikes you in the face. To my shame, I must say we were too weak for that. But whatever anyone else dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they offspring of Abraham? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I'm talking like a madman. With far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, he who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. At Damascus, the governor under King Aretas was guarding the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. Peace of God by Josh Foer. If you search most inspiring Bible verses, you would probably find verse 13 from our reading today. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. In college, we called this the athlete's favorite verse because it really does sound inspirational. By itself, it's very easy to read into that, I can run a marathon through him who strengthens me, or I can win the Super Bowl through him who strengthens me. But the funny thing is, when you read all of Philippians 4, you see that Paul's not talking about accomplishing great things. Rather, he's talking about contentment, about being secure and at peace in the God who supplies our spiritual needs, not just our physical ones. More than comfort or victory, Paul was familiar with pain and suffering. Check out 2 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23, for the whole list of the disasters and tortures that he went through. There were floggings, shipwrecks, all sorts of danger, deprivation, and destitution. This is the backdrop of Philippians 4, when he tells us not to be anxious because the peace of God transcends all understanding. When Paul says he can do all things, it means he can endure all kinds of suffering, not that he can dunk a basketball or go to the moon. And this is coming from the man who truly did accomplish more for the church than almost any other individual besides Jesus. However, he's not boasting in his ministry or his strengths or all the people that he saved. Paul boasts in the times that he was weak because that's when God was strongest. And he knows that it was really the Lord doing all the hard work anyway. When it comes to serving and evangelizing, we need to remember who's actually doing the hard work. It's good that we labor and strive to serve the church, spread the gospel, and build his kingdom, but only because we have put our hope in the living God who is the Savior of all people, 1 Timothy 4:10. So maybe there's someone that you've been trying to reach for so long, a close friend or even a spouse, or maybe you're leading a growth group or serving with junior high students, and you don't know why it seems like God's not blessing your ministry. I understand how frustrating it can be to find closed door after closed door and feel like you're beating against a wall. I bet no one can relate to that more than Paul. Can I encourage you to keep persevering in what God has called you to, but then trust him with the results? And I hope that his peace surrounds you and comforts you through whatever your storm might be. Question 1. In what areas are you striving too much in your own strength? Have you surrendered that to God's control? Question 2. Take a moment to open up and receive God's peace in that area. Listen for his encouragement and write down what you hear. Question 3. How can you use your contentment to be a source of peace to those around you who might be struggling with anxiety? Daily prayer. Heavenly Father, I give you all of my worries and cast my cares on you. I know that you will always take care of me just like you always have. Help me to continue to serve your church, working out of your strength for your glory only. Amen.